Welcome back, everybody, to Daf Yomi. Today we are up to Daf Chaf Beis, and we are on the very bottom of Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis. Last word on the second to last line, Tashma. We were in the middle of a discussion. So yesterday, we started the new parak, Eilu Metzia Shalom Eilu Chayav Lahakris, which then got us into a whole big discussion about Yeish Shalom Midas. Let's say I am Miyaish, but without knowing about it, meaning you would be Miyaish, but you just don't know that you lost this object yet. Is that considered Yeish or not? So Abaye says that this is not Yeish, and Rava says that this is Yeish, and we were in the middle of a lot of different proofs. There are 12 total proofs. I think we are up to number 8, says the Gemara. Tashma ha-ganav should not tell me zev nasan lezeh. So if you have a ganav that took from one person and gave it to another person, v'chein gazan should not tell me zev nasan lezeh, and also a gazan, same thing, took from one and gave it to another, v'chein yardin should not tell me zev nasan lezeh, and also the yardin that went and took it from one and gave it to the other. That which was taken is gone, and whoever got it, got it. Meaning that it sounds like that there was clearly Yeish that happened over here, and we can assume that the new person was Koned. So Bishlam, a Gazan, the Yardin, the Kachazi, Luhu, Miyayesh, because this makes sense when it comes to a Gazan or Yardin, where someone knows, okay, I'm not getting this thing back, and therefore they were Miyayesh, Al, a Ganav, Mikachazi, Leidim, Miyayesh. But when it comes to a Ganav, so you don't know that this thing was stolen from you right away, so you don't know that it's even gone, so you couldn't have been Miyayesh right away. So what do we see? That Yeish Shalomidas is Have Yeish. It sounds like that would be Yeish, right? Says the Gemara, Tir Gemara Papa, Ballista Mizuyin. So we had this back again in Bava Kama. This was in Bava Kama, looking at the source of Shas, Bava Kama and Zion. So we said, no, what are we talking about? We're talking about armed robbers. So says the Gemara, Yachi Hainu Gazlan. That's what Gazlan is. We just had a few different cases. One of them was Ganav. One of them was Gazlan. If you're going to tell me that the Ganav case was really a Gazlan, then it's the same thing. Says the Gemara, no, Trey, Gavne, Gazlan. Really, there are two types of Gazlan, and that's what's going on over here, so it's not a proof either way. Tashma, Shatav Nar, Korav, Eitzav, Avanav, Vinasnu, Besoch, Sadeh, Chaveiro. So let's say the river took your stuff, whether it was your beams, your wood, or your stones, whatever it is, and put it in your friend's field. Hare Egu Shalom, Nation Ishiaishu Abailam. Why is it going to be yours? It's going to be the new person, whoever's holding on to possession of it, because the original owners gave up hope. When something gets taken by the sea or by the river, you give up hope. Time it is Yahshua Abayilam Hastamalo. It sounds like the only reason that it's going to be Hare Elu Shalo is because they gave up hope. But what's the clear implication? If they did not give up hope, then it would not be there. So what do we seem to see from here? That Yeir Shalomidas is Lo Have Yeir. Says Gemara, Hacham Mayaskina Kishiyachal Lahatil. No, what are we talking about? We're talking about a situation where it was Yachal Lahatil, which means that you could have saved it, which means that therefore there is no Yeish. And if there's no Yeish, then this is not going to be the question anymore. Everyone's going to agree that you're not going to be able to handle this. This is like, we're like 6 or 7 lines down from the top of Daf Chaf Beis Min Aleph. We are in the middle of a proof over here. The Braisa says that if the river takes something away, then it's Hare Elu Shalo, it belongs to the new person. We said it sounds like only because you are Miyayish, but if you were not Miyayish on it, then it would not be yours, which seems to show Yeish Shalomidas is Lo Have Yeish. So we said, right, the first proof in that direction. So we said, no, we're talking about Yachal Hatzil, where you're able to save it, and that's why there's no Yeish, and everyone would agree over there. But says Gemara, Yachal Yema Seifa. But let's look at the second part of that case. If you find that the owners are chasing after the thing, right? So imagine there's like a stream taking some of your stuff, and you're chasing after it. You find that someone's running after it, then you have to return it. Why would you have to return it in that situation? Because clearly, you're not giving up hope on it because you're chasing after it. Says Gemara, be a chol mahatil, mayar yamaradfin. If we're just said that all you need is just the ability to go and save it, who cares if you're actually chasing it? All you need is just the ability. I feel in maradfin nami. The same thing would apply even if you're not chasing it, as long as you have the ability to go and save it. Says Gemara, chamayaskinon, be a chol mahatil al yideh hatchak. Now we're talking about where you would be able to go and get it if you push really hard. Says Gemara, maradfin lo ayayush. So it'd be a bit of a stretch for you to go get it. So if you get into an all-out sprint, then you could probably reach it. But if not, then you're not going to be able to get it. So that's why, again, this is no proof. So next proof. Tashma ketzad. So we actually had this Gemara in Kiddushin, if we remember back to Kiddushin. This should sound a little bit familiar. So Tashma ketzad amra terem shalom midas truma so truma. So what's the case where we can possibly say that someone who separates truma for his friend, that this would be a valid truma? So I go down into Baruch's field and I separate truma without his rishos. Im choshesh mishum gezel ein truma so truma. If he's going to suspect me of stealing from his property, and from his possessions, then the truma is no good. V'im lav truma so truma. And if he does not suspect me of stealing, then the truma would be a good truma. Says Gemara, well, what's the key here? U'minayin hu yudea im choshesh mishim gezel v'im lav. So how do I know if Baruch actually trusts me or not? How do I know if Baruch says that this is seemingly a gezel situation or not? Says the Gemara, hari sheba balavai sumatzo. So Baruch comes back to his house. He comes back to his property and he sees me separating truma for him. V'amar lo klach itzel yafos. And he says, go find the nicer ones. Why didn't you take from the better ones? So now the question is Baruch saying this literally or is he just being sarcastic? Like, oh, you're stealing all my stuff. I need to go take my best stuff. So what are Baruch's intentions? Imnitzu yafos mehen truma so truma. If we go and look and there actually are in fact better things than the ones that I'm separating, then he clearly meant it literally and therefore the truma is going to work. V'im lav ein truma so truma. But if not, then the truma is no good and he was just being sarcastic and he just wants me to get off his property. Liktu abay lemo sifo aleim. So let's say Baruch goes and he sees me doing this and he goes and collects more and adds it to the pile. Ben gach truma so truma. So then no matter what, it's going to be a valid truma because clearly he's on board with this. Says Gemara, V'chinim tu yafos man truma so truma amai. We said that if you find better ones, when he says go take from the better ones, that if we actually do find better ones, that this is going to be a valid truma. Why would that be the case? In this time that I was separating the truma, I did not know for sure that he was going to be on board with this. Yet still, now we're saying that we're able to look now, limafreya, now that we know a certain fact, we're able to say retroactively, it's as if I was doing it with your das. Now, even though this is not specifically really talking about a case of yeyush, we're trying to take that principle and apply it to yeyush, that you could take something after the fact and say, limafreya, that's megala what I would have been thinking, right? That's what we're saying that you would have been doing. So it should be the same thing over here.
You can't say mafreya without bringing up brayra.
I was about to say
that. Oh, very good. Right.
Just,
so this is.
I was just thinking brayra.
So this is that discussion in the Ravid, right? Yesterday we mentioned that. Ravid says you have two major Shas topics over here. You have Yeah Shalomi Das and Brayra. It sounds like they're very much related. What's the overlap? What's the difference? This is what the Rishonim all try to deal with. They all talk about this. What the difference is between our Sugya and Brayra. But again, we get the question anyway, right? What's the question? Again, the question over here is, if we see that retroactively we can say that my truma separation for Baruch is actually going to be valid, so what does this seem to be? We should say the same thing by Yeish. Then now that I know that he gave up hope, originally, Yeish Shalom Midas should be Yeish, Have Yeish, right? So we are, how far? Let's say we're 7-8 lines up from before the lines get wide on Chaf Beis and Aleph. So we're on 22A what? 22A2. Good. No, three. Yeah, two. Okay, I don't know. All right, here we go. So, but in the detaram halo hava yada says the Gemara Tirgamarava liba de Abaye. So Rava actually answers this one for Abaye, which again is interesting because this is a machlokas Abaye and Rava. But Rava says, okay, well that's not going to be a good proof. Why? Because the shavi shliach. No, because we're talking about a situation where Baruch made me a shliach to go and separate his truma. Small detail that was left out of the story, right? That's a pretty important one. That Baruch made me a shliach to go and separate his truma. And I'm mistabred. Isau kadai tach de lo shavi shliach. Because if you're going to say that I wasn't appointed as a shliach, mi havi truma so truma, could I really separate truma for Baruch without him appointing me as a shliach? V'atem gamatem amarachmana lirabos shluchachem. Because we have atem gamatem, which is coming to include your shliach. This is one of the sources for shlichus in general, which is Bar Binyamin, welcome back, which is Kedushin Daf.
Hey,
no, Kedushin Daf. Which one is it always? Mem Aleph, right? Kedushin Mem Aleph. Baruch, very good, right? It wasn't even here for Kedushin, but we mentioned it enough times.
Exactly.
Kedushin Mem Aleph. Anything shlichus related, Kedushin Mem Aleph. Baruch, that's very impressive. Very good. Anything Kedushin related, anything shlichus related is Kedushin Mem Aleph. So we have the Ha'atem Gamatem L'Rabo Shluchachem. So it must be one of the sources for shlichus in general is the fact that I can separate Truma for you. Ma'atem L'daschem Af Shluchachem L'daschem. Just as you have to separate Truma with Das, so too I have to have Das, meaning that there was Das over here. Elohacham ask, you know, what are we talking about over here? So rather, what's the case over here? Baruch made me his shliach to go and separate truma, but he did not tell me which stuff to go and take truma from. And normal people, the standard person, when they tell me to go take truma for them, what do they try to tell me to take from? The Beinonis, right? The average stuff. You want me to take truma from the average stuff, yeah?
Then the question is, zachin.
Oh, very good. Right, so you want me to go and take from the average stuff. Also, you vitar miyafas. And I'm like, Baruch, come on. I'm not going to do from the average stuff for Baruch. Baruch's a chash of a guy. I'm going to go and take from his best stuff. And now Baruch comes back and he sees that I'm in his A-quality stuff. I'm in his best stuff and I'm taking truma of Armalei. And he says to me, and then he says to me, so he says, go take from the better one. So now, im nimtu yafos min trumaso truma, im lav in trumaso truma. So if we find better stuff, then it's going to be good. Otherwise, it's not going to be good. Now, this is part of a very big discussion in terms of mitzvos in general. It's quantity and quality. And how do we measure what quality is? It's not necessarily the amount of truma, right? This is a Tosus over here on the bottom. He says, "V'im lav ain't truma so truma." If you look over here, he says, "V'im tomar." If we look in the Gemara in Ksubas, it says that the stam balabayis is echad mechamishim, meaning the stam balabayis gives 1/50th, and if you give either 1/40th or 1/60th, the truma is still going to be good. So, what does it mean that we're saying that you gave different quality? I mean, what are we talking about over here? It sounds like it would still be good. So, Tosus gives an answer, and he says that yes, that might be true, but the quality of the stuff you're giving might be different. Meaning we assume that people might be generous in terms of quantity, but not necessarily in terms of quality. So it's a very interesting dynamic in terms of what the view of mitzvos is and how exactly we view it. But again, for our purposes, so what's the case where I'm separating truma for Baruch? It's clearly a case of shlichus, but the only thing is, he sent me just to do a stam thing, which is normally beinonis, and I took from his better stuff. Says the Gemara, a story based on this. So three people. You have a Meimar. Right, you have a Meimar, Boston, very good. You have a Meimar, Mar Zutra, and Rav Ashi. So three people went to the orchard of Mari Bar Isik. I see Arise, Tamre Verimone Vishoda Kamayu. So his sharecropper came out and brought out some dates and pomegranates and threw them in front of him. Wait 1 second. So someone told me, remember how we were talking about yesterday about how Tamar is dates because you go on a date with Tamar?
Right.
So I said that, right. I got a text yesterday. The flaw in your date of Tamar is my mom has a close friend Israeli named Teina also. So that doesn't necessarily work. Her name is Teina. Teina, whatever. So therefore it goes. Shout out to Moshe Shkach. But yeah, right? So you never know. So maybe, but we're still going to go on a date with Tamar. But so this sharecropper brought out what? He brought out dates and pomegranates and he put them in front of him. So Amemar v'Ravashi Achle. So Amemar and Ravashi went and ate from these fruits. Marzutra lo achla. Marzutra did not want to go and eat. So why did Marzutra not want to go and eat? Because he wasn't sure if the sharecropper is really entitled to go ahead and give out some of these stuff. So adhach yasa Mari Barisik. And then Mari Barisik came back, Ashkechin, when he saw what was happening. Varmalei Garise, and he went to his sharecropper. And he said, why don't you get from the better stuff? Look, you have three Gedolei Hador sitting at your table. This is the ultimate zuchus to have big time Talmidei Chachamim sitting at your table. So you go and you have this. Go bring from the better stuff. So after hearing this comment, so Amrulei Amemar v'Ravashi go Marzutra. So Amemar and Ravashi said to Marzutra, said, Hashta Amai lo achomar. Meaning, I get why you didn't want to eat before because you weren't sure with the sharecropper. Is he really doing this al das the balabais or not? But v'hatanyim nimtu yafus man truma so truma. So we have the brisa which says that if there's better stuff, then this is valid truma. So you should say, now the balabais is clearly on board. Because he said his first reaction was, go get from the better stuff. And we see that there was better stuff, so therefore you should be able to eat it. So it says, Maram Ralei Hachi Amarava, Lo Amru Klachei Tzuyavos El Inin Truma Bilvad, Mishum De Mitzvah Hu Venechale. No, the only time we say Klachei Tzuyavos, that if we go and find the better stuff, when Baruch comes and sees me separating his Truma, that's only by Truma. Why? Because that's a mitzvah. That's a special mitzvah of truma. So that's where we're going to say this idea of klachit tzuyafus, where if Baruch actually has better stuff, we're going to believe him. Aval hacha, mishum ksifusehu damar hachi. But here, what's this guy going to say? He walks in and he sees three gedolei hador sitting on his table and he's going to say, why are you giving them food? Oh, that's a bad look. So instead what he says is, no, go, maybe there's better stuff. Why don't you give them from the better stuff? There's a Tosafot over here also on the bottom and he says, a sharecropper is different than a shliach, right? A sharecropper normally has a stake, right? They own a percentage. So why can't we assume that the sharecropper was giving from his own stuff? So really, Marzutra should have eaten in the first place. So Tosafot goes in to say, no, he was taking it from a place where it seemed like he was clearly taking it from the balabais. That's what you have to say. Otherwise, Marzutra wouldn't have a problem. But we see Marzutra was so careful. Not only did he not taken originally, but even after the Baal HaBayis came back and said, I'll give them from the better stuff, he said, no, he's only doing that because he doesn't want to be embarrassed because he's got these people going and eating from his table. Next, Toshma.
That was just a case bringing example of what
right, that was the thing about Klachitz Yavos. Yeah, well, welcome to Gemara, right? It's not your first time, you know. This is what Gemara does, right? They go off topic a little bit from what we were talking about, right? So again, back to our discussion. We're having a Machlokas Yesh Shalom Midas. Abaye says that this is Lo HaVeyesh. Rava says that it is Yesh. We've had a lot of proofs either way. And now comes the Gemara with the next proof. And remember, we've now kind of veered off from our Mishnah where the strongest proofs, because we were talking about cases of Yesh. Now we're talking about just cases where you're able to tell things lemafreya. Again, how that fits in with Breira, that's the big question. But says the Gemara, Tashma, Odeu atal alein v'samach, harezeh b'chi yutan. So what are we talking about over here? In order to have something be machshir lekabel tuma. So you need one of the seven liquids. What are they? What's the mnemonic? Yad, shachat, dam, right? Yad, shachat, dam. So you have yayin, dam, shin is shemen, ches is Chalav, excellent. Tess is tal, do. Dam is drash, right? And mem is mayim. So these are the seven waters that are makshir al-kabal tumah that can go and create a situation where there's going to be tumah associated with it. But in order for those to be makabal tumah, it needs to be there that you wanted it to be there. You wanted that to happen, and that's how it has to happen. So we are odeu ataleim v'simach. So if you're still happy about it and the towel, the dew is still on there, then that falls under the category of a chiyutan. Nugvu, once it dried up, afal pi shesamach, even though you were happy about it, top of chaf bezim and bez, einon b'chiyutan. So this is not going to be part of chiyutan. Look at Rashi on top. Einon b'chiyutan. The lower mirror came into hashta necha mehani. So this is the part that's going to be the question. Meaning we don't say since it was at one point okay, meaning we were happy about it at some point, that lemafreya, we're going to go and say that this is something which is now something that we're happy about. So time of Mai says Gemara la mishim de lo aminan kevin de glay milsa de hashta nechale meikara nami nechale. So is this not because we don't say this concept of that we're able to look back Meikara and say, even though it was happy then, we're not going to say that this makes it that you were happy about it at that time and that it's going to be Machshir al-Kabal Tumah. Says Gemara, no, Shani Hasam Diksev Ki Yitein Ad Sheyitein. So we say, no, Ki Yitein needs to be until it's actually put on there. It needs to still be wet. Says Gemara, Yahvi Reishanami. If that's the case, that you needed to be the one putting it on, then when Tau falls on it, that also shouldn't be enough. Meaning just because it fell on it and you had nothing to do with that process, that also should not be enough. Says Gemara, no, you're misunderstanding. Hasam kidder of Papa. Over there, it's like that which Rav Papa said. Look at Mishar Shas, back to Kedushin, Daf, Nuntes. Rav Papa, Rami, Ksiv, Ki Yitein, Vekarina, Ki Yutan. Because Rav Papa says, the Pasuk looks like it says, Ki Yitein, but we read it, Ki Yutan. Haketzat, so what does this mean? What's the limud? Bainan, Ki Yutan, Dumya, De Ki Yitein. So we need to have Ki Yutan similar to Ki Yitein. Ma Yitein, Lidas, Af Ki Yutan, Nami, Lidas. Meaning, it doesn't mean that you necessarily have to be the one to put it on. It just means that there needs to be das as it's happening, that it's there, and that's when it's going to be Machshir al-Kabal Tumah. So again, this is not going to be a proof. So that we tried to prove from here that this is a question on Rava. It sounds to be that this is not Yeish from the fact that we don't go back on your earlier mindset. Kamash Mullah, no, this is not going to be a proof because when it comes to Machshir al-Kabal Tumah, Kiyitain dumya de kiyutan, or kiyutan dumya de kiyitain, then it needs to be ladas. Now, comes the Gemara and says, Tashma, next and final proof, I think. Tashma, da amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel ben Yotza, duck, minayin la vida sheshat fanar shi muteres. So, how do I know that a lost object that gets washed up in the river, how do we know that this is muteres? Meaning, what's muteres? Meaning that you are allowed to keep it, right? Hare Gushol, you're allowed to keep it because probably the person gives up hope. Tiksiv, v'chein ta'aseh l'chamor, v'chein ta'aseh l'simla. So, v'chein ta'aseh l'cho avidas achicha asher tovan mimenu mitzasa. And the end of that pasuk is, lo suchal l'hisalim. Right, you're not allowed to go and turn away from it. This is the source mostly when it comes to these topics. So this is what the pasuk says, misha avuda heimenu mitzuya etzel koladim. So what's the drasha from here? So we said that it needs to be something that is asher tovad mimenu, which means that it's lost from you, but that other people are able to go and find it. Yatzazu, so this is coming to exclude shavuda mimenu ve'ena mitzui etzel koladim, coming to exclude something which is lost from you and also is not going to be found by anyone. V'isura dumya dehetera. Now, Isser is similar to the Heter. So big discussion as to what exactly this line means. Machlokes, Rashi Tosfos over here already, what it means that we're learning this out. Rashi says that my Heter, Isser Dumi the Hetera, that, look at Rashi, very Kevin Demichad Kra Yalfina Mitsuya, Eitzel Kodam Shiachsar Vishena Mitsuya, Yiskeba, Iskushe Iskush Lahadadi, Zui Isser Vizula Hetera. Since it's all learned out from one pasuk, there's like a hekish that this is going to apply le isser and le heter. Meaning, in order for you to keep it, it needs to be something that is fits these criteria. In order for it to be something that you're not allowed to keep, it has to fit these criteria. What does that mean? Ma hetera bein de ispa simin ubein de lespa simin shara. So just like you're allowed to keep it when it gets washed up at sea, whether there's a simin on it or not, af isura bein de ispa simin ubein de lespa simin isura. When it comes to the opposite side, whether it has a simon or not, it's going to be usser. Meaning that when it's washed up at sea and it's never going to be able to be found by anyone, it doesn't matter if it has a simon or not, you're going to be able to keep it. When it's able to be found by other people, you're not going to be able to keep it, whether it has a simon or not. So says Gemara, tiyufta de Rava tiyufta. This sounds to be the ultimate tiyufta on Rava, that it's lo havayayish, right? Because we seem to say, even though there's no simon, you're not able to keep it if it's mitsuya itzel koaldim, meaning if other people are able to find it. So it sounds like, even though you would later on give up hope because you don't have a simon, at this time, before there was no hope, even with no simon, you're not allowed to keep it. So again, tiyufta de Rava tiyufta, the double tiyufta, the checkmate, it sounds like Rava is wrong. We hold the halacha is like Abaye, by Yao Kigam. These are the six cases that we hold like Abaye over Rava. Rashi tells us exactly what they are. Rashi, let's just look at this. Simane halachos hein, Yeh Shalom Midas is number one. Dacha, Eidzomim Lemafreya. Remember, we had that actually mentioned in Bava Kama also. Whether an Eidzomim Lemafreya, if he's found to be an Eidzomim on the 15th of the month, does that ruin every one of his court cases from earlier or not? So do we have that? That's Bisanedrin. Then Lechia Omid Me'elav, a Lechi that stands on its own. That's by Erevin. Then we had in Kedushin, Baruch's Masechta. We had Kedushin Shelo Nimtzeru Lebia, right? So we had, when you have a Kedushin where you're not able to have a Bia, is that going to be a Kedushin?
No.
Then in Daf, then in Gittin Giloi, Goloi Daite Begita, and then Mumar Ochel Nevelos Lachis, Possible in Yenetis, that's in Sanhedrin, as hopefully we'll see soon in just a lot of months, so in a long time. But that's where we have the Yal Kigam. Now, comes to Gemara and says, Amro le Ravacha, Bered de Rava, le Ravashi, Vechim Yachar, Yisosif Rava, Hane Tamre de Zika, Echiach Linu Lehu. So now that we hold like Rava, I'm sorry, now that we hold like Abaye, right, now that we hold like Abaye, that Yer Shalom Midas is Lo HaVeyeyush, so how can we possibly go and eat these things, eat these dates that are blown off from the wig, from the wind? How are we able to go and eat these things? Amrale, Kevan Deika Shkatsum Ramasim Dekach Lelu Meikara Yushe Miyash Minayu. No, those are different because since there's bugs that come on these things when they blow off and they're just found on the side of the road, they're over there on the floor, so people give up hope on them and therefore that's why you're allowed to eat it. Yasme Delav B'nei B'chila Ninhu Mai. What about Yisomim who are not going to be mochel on these things? Rashi says, Kitanim she'en hefkir on hefkir. So you have Yisomim who are not able, they don't have the ability to be mafkir certain things or to be mochel on certain things. So what's the halacha by them? Armalei ba'aga ba'ara de yasmi lo machazkina. Now we're not talking about a case where it was talking about in the property of Yisomim. Says Gemara, but muchzak ve'og made mai. What if you knew that it was coming from the property of Yisomim? Meaning you don't have to assume that it's coming from the property of Yisomim. That's not as common. You don't have to assume that this date that you find on the floor came from the Yisomim. But what if we know for sure that it did, or krach samai, or what if there's like a wall which is blocking out some of the other stuff, so you know that this is coming from a certain place, and you know that there are probably no bugs there because it's being blocked, so people didn't give up hope on it. So Amar Lei, Asiran, Inachanami, in that situation, it would be Asir. Now, comes Gemara and says, so we just finished up again, just to summarize what we've done so far, we continued with all these different proofs about Yeish Shalom Midas, is it like Abaye that it's Lo Avi Yeish or Rava that it is Yeish? We ended up proving the final nail in the coffin was this Hekish or this Pasuk, that something Shatfanar is going to be Mutter no matter what, but something which is Mitzvah Eitzel called them is going to be Usher no matter what, even if there's no Simen, Tiyufta, to Rava, Tiyufta, we hold like Abaye B'Yalkagam, that it is Lo have yeish. Now, next part of the Mishnah said krichos brishas haram areu shelo. So we said stalks of wheat in brishas haram they are going to be yours. Says Gemara Maraba va'afigu b'davar sheish bo simin. Even if they have a simin, it's still going to be yours. What do we see from here? Alma kasava raba simin ha'asu l'dares lo have simin. That even when you have a simin, but it's probably going to be trampled on, so that's not going to be considered a simon. Because it's in Rosh Hasharab, it's in a very busy area, it's on the floor, people are going to step on it. You're not going to be able to tell what the simon is, so that's not going to be a good simon, and therefore, it's Hare Elu Shelo. Very good. Says the Gemara, Rava Amar. Very good. So says the Gemara, Rava Amar. Rava says, Lo Shanu Elo B'davar She'ein Bo Simen. That the only time that this applies that you're able to keep it is when you do not have a simen. Aval B'davar She'ish Bo Simen Chayv La'achris. But if it does have a simen, then you have to announce it. So what do we see that Rava holds? Amma Kasavar Rava Simen Ha'as Amma Kasavar Rava Simen Ha'asoy Lidares Have a simen. That is going to be a simen. So we have a machlokas, Rava and Rabba, as to whether a simen ha'asur lidaris, a simen which is probably going to be trampled on, is that going to be considered a simen or not? And how does this express itself? By krichos, Birshus Haram, are we talking about a case when we say Harei Elushelo? Are we talking about a case where it has a simen or it does not have a simen? Says the Gemara, Vika Demasni La'alash, Maitaban Pei Nafsha. So some read this in a bit of a different way. Simen Osili Daris, when it comes to a simen, that's going to be trampled on. Rabba Amar Loavi Simen, Rava Amar Havi Simen. So Rabba says it's no simen, Rava says it is a simen. Tanan, we have a Mishnah, Krichos Birshus Haram, Harei Elushelo. Our Mishnah says that if you have Krichos Birshus Haram, they belong to you, you're allowed to keep them. Birshus Hayachid, no Telu Machris. But in Birshus Hayachid, you have to go and announce it. So Hechidami, what's the case? If we're talking about something without a simen, then what does it mean you have to announce it in Rishas Hayachar? There's nothing to announce. El Rav de Isbu Simen. We must be talking about a case where there is a simen. And still we say that what? In Rishas Harabim, you're allowed to keep it. So what do we see? Alma Simen Asuli Daris Lo Have Simen Tiyufta Derava. Meaning our Mishnah, or a Mishnah, is saying that it must be talking about a case. We can prove from the Mishnah, it must be talking about a case with a simen. Otherwise, there's nothing to announce in Rishas HaYachid. So it must be talking about a case with a simen. And since we're talking about a case with a simen, and still you're allowed to keep it, it's Harei Elu Shelo in Rishas HaRabim. So we see it's a Tiyuftid Rava. Simen HaOsili Dares is Lo Havi Simen. Says Gemara, no, Amar Alach Rava. Rava can answer back. Liolam de lesbu simen. Really, we're talking about a case where there is no simen. Oh, we said if there's no simen, what are you going to announce in Rishas Hayachid? Udika Amra, Rishas Hayachid, my machris. Machris, makom. You would announce the place. You would say, this is where such and such was lost. Did anyone lose an object here? And then someone would claim it in that situation. Rabba Amar, Rabba disagrees with this because makom lo avi simen. He says that makom is not going to be a simen. De Edmar, because we have it stated. Makom, when it comes to place, Rabba Amar lo havi simen. Virava Amar have simen. So Rabba says that this is not going to be a simen. And Rava says that this is going to be a simon. So this is where we'll leave off. We are going to start try to prove things in this type of machlokas. So this is Daf Chaf Beis. So again, two major topics on Daf Chaf Beis. Number one, we continued and finished Yeyer Shalom Midas with a bunch of different proofs. Halacha ki Abaye biyal kigam. So we said that Allah is going to be like Abaye here again, that it's lo have yeish. And then we had simen ha'asur lidares, machlokes Rabba, who says that simen ha'asur lidares is lo have simen. And Rava said that it is going to be a simen, and we'll continue from here tomorrow.